and a well-known Australian travel blogger. That's what I've been doing. I've been blogging when I've been overseas. Well, Anthony Bianco has been doing it, and for a long time he's been invited to come to the Indonesian Bloggers Festival. And he had this idea to travel around Indonesia to meet blogger communities around the country instead of just going to the festival. He's currently doing that in some cities in Sumatra, and then he's going on to Java, and he's in Surabaya right now, his last stop before heading to the Pesta Blogger. And he's joining us right now. Anthony, how are you?
I'm great, Phil, and yourself?
Yeah, really. Isn't it fun doing travel blogs?
Oh, it is. Tell you what, I just need to try and make some a full-time profession and become a professional backpacker. That would be my ideal job.
Well, look, I always intended to do a blog when I went to the Middle East, and my wife wouldn't let me take the computer. She said, you're not doing any work while you're... But after about 3 days, there was so much that I wanted to say and get down, you know, on the terminal that I just had to do it. And if I didn't, I think the experience wouldn't have been as rich.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that because the reason I like doing this is because I love doing it. Travel has been one of my passions for about 10 years, and I've been to about 40 countries on 6 continents, and I thought, well, why don't I just start my own website and blog about... usually I like to blog about the most unusual or offbeat things, but also just the spirit of people and just social issues, that kind of thing as well. So last year I was actually invited to Pesta Blogger 2008, and I had such a great time that I pestered the organisers to find a way to get me back here. Hmm. So what I did is pitched an idea to actually go through 6 cities in Sumatra, 3 in Sumatra, 3 in Java, and actually stay with blogging communities in these cities. Now, one thing that's quite unique about Indonesia is that they do have well-defined blogging communities that meet socially online, and usually socially, they're very social. And
but what are blogger communities? Are these like groups of people who sit in a room and just type?
Oh, no. They actually go out and... one thing about Indonesia is they're very big on food, so they go out and maybe the first 10 minutes might be like exchanging information and helping each other, and then they just go out and have a good time to the early hours of the morning.
And then blog about it.
And then I'll blog about that, but... people blog about all sorts of things here, ranging from politics to food to whatever their passion is. But in Australia, there are actually Twitter communities which are a bit similar, but there's nothing quite like this, where, you know, there might be about 100 to 200 people in a blogging community which meet up regularly, and they help each other out, saying, oh, look, I've got this problem, how do I do this? And they do that online, but also offline. And that's the thing I really like about it is the offline social gatherings. And the blogging, you know, blogging's seen as a freedom of expression here. And with the actual Pesta Blogger itself, which means blogger party, it's so big that places such as the U.S. Embassy are sponsoring it, and that's how full-on blogging is in Indonesia.
But Anthony, is it like think tanks where people get together and they discuss what they're blogging and before they actually put it on the web? Is it that kind of thing?
That's one part of it. Yes, they do throw up ideas and, like for example, if someone's come across a useful website, they'd share that and they'd bounce ideas off each other, that kind of thing. But once again, I think the main focus first is the social aspect, and then the blogging comes second.
Okay.
And I've been subjected to that throughout the entirety of Sumatra and Java, which has been fantastic. And I've had such a blast. And I've been blogging about my experience along the road, which has been somewhat of a challenge based on the internet speeds of many of the cafes I've been to. And I think I've lost a bit of hearing because most of these internet cafes are loaded with 11 and 12 year olds playing computer games and blasting the hell out of each other.
Well, tell me if this is what happened, because I was so surprised with my experience in the Middle East that there was internet wireless everywhere. You know, every second or third rate hotel that we stayed in, because it was sort of a budget trip, had wireless internet. We could do mobile phone anywhere. You know, the ability to be able to communicate with the world in developing countries is astounding now. Is that your experience as well? Have you found that?
Oh, definitely. Maybe not so the wireless thing. Well, actually, wireless has been at every single airport I've been to in Indonesia.
What, free wireless? So you don't need a password or anything?
Free wireless.
Yeah.
Like which is something we don't have in Australia, which is just quite astounding.
Yeah.
But everywhere you look, every second shop's a mobile phone shop. And one thing I've noticed is that Indonesians are totally addicted to Facebook, and things like BlackBerry sales here have just gone ballistic, and people are updating Facebook over the time, and you see advertisements and commercials for update Facebook and all that kind of thing. And wireless is becoming more available in many, many places and hotels. But one thing I've noticed about Indonesian culture is that they do embrace technology very quickly, and that's just very obvious with all these people and the bloggers that I'm staying with. They get stuck into the technology just so quickly, and I guess.
And the point that you made a little bit earlier too, that you were saying that that this is a way of people being able to comment, to use the freedom of speech, when in so many countries like across Asia, but also in the Middle East, where there just is not freedom of expression, and the blogging is one way that you can do it.
That's correct. And actually, one of the comments from one of the bloggers now is that they feel like this new technology, such as Facebook and Twitter and blogging and all that kind of thing, is actually uniting them, so now they can actually contact someone in Bandar Aceh on the western side of Indonesia can now actually talk to someone in Papua on the eastern side. Before that was just impossible, and now they can actually build those kind of online relationships.
Extraordinary.
It's just been revolutionary in Indonesia.
It is revolutionary, and that's look, it's been great speaking to you, Anthony Bianco. Your blog is at the Travel Art, Travel Tart.
TheTravelTart.com.
You don't need to tell us what the meaning is. I think we get the meaning. TheTravelTart.com. Okay, and I suggest you go and have a look at it. Time for us to go. Thank you, Anthony. Bye.
Thanks.